I think they're extremely important, not the least of which is that they cover basically, you know, half of his creative life. I mean, if you take that from basically, what, 1920 to 1950, basically half of it was spent as a Broadway composer and combining forces with people we think of as very American, like Maxwell Anderson and Ira Gershwin and people like that. I think it's you know, putting that Broadway show, the Broadway Review together was a very interesting experience, and I have to say that a lot of the ideas for how to shape that came from you guys and from Kim, more than from me, because I think he's more familiar with the catalog than I am. And also in, you know, terms of what we were trying to do is do about an hour-long review that hit a lot of the bases of some of the more familiar works to our audience, but also that could make use of just a quartet of singers and no chorus, which made us unfortunately leave out the Saga of Jenny, which is one of my favorite things in the world, just because we really needed a male chorus to make it work.